whatever you want. It's breakfast. You're an adult now. Have it for dinner. But the best time is Saturday. Saturday is the best day to have breakfast for dinner because that means you've tuned into WRCT and you have found Chris Wired's program called Breakfast for Dinner. You can pull up a chair. It's at 6 o'clock on Saturdays. His menu includes harmonic melodies, melodious harmonies, power pop, punk, jangle pop. It's such a great show. Hence me promoting it for you to listen to every Saturday at 6 p.m. Online, of course, at wrct.org. Let's get back into the music. We only have about 11 and a half minutes left before the program is over. And I got a whole bunch of songs I wanted to play, so let's see what we can do. Going back a few years, which I think you always have to say when you're going to play a go-between song. It's Part Company here, the Go-Betweens on 88.3 FM.
Come and have a look. sun, there are mirrors here. Watch your performing little whale. Or snip your harness off and take another walk around the bay. The way the English say, we only mustn't grumble in the end. A needle in your back, an arrow in your heart, you smile. Handwriting and dulls what little style you have. You cast your mind back to professionals like Alan Breeze, who sees the windows freeze and hands around the keys. Unlock yourself, he says, but no one ever does. Except for Jacob Lurch and Mr. Moose and Dundee. Is your wax doll still crying in the fire? Is your wax doll still?
Some Robin Hitchcock from 1989 with Wax Doll. As we are approaching the top of the hour, I've got a couple quick announcements to make for you. First and foremost, before the Robin Hitchcock, let me tell you a couple songs you've heard. Kinks in that set with Sunny Afternoon, and start off the entire set there with the Go-Betweens from a Spring Hill Fair with Part Company. My name is Paul. This is a Viva La Mock radio program. I do want to remind you that families affected by disasters urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide help and hope to those in need when they most need it. By donating, if you go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS, you can help people affected by disasters, big and small. Your support is critical. They can't do it without you. I can't do it without you. Yeah, that's you listening to this program. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. The show originally aired as a pre-recorded show on January 23rd of 2026. Now, it doesn't mean the show is over. If you keep listening, or does it? I don't know. If it's Friday night, January 26th, or January 23rd, I'm sorry. There's more Viva La Mock coming up. There is. Always keep your radio tuned here to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCTRequest@gmail.com is how you can reach me.
Opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage.
The airwaves are a blank canvas. Let us paint them with Cruisin' the Decades. 100 years of music, one song per decade. I'm Brad Savage. This is episode number 166, CruisinTheDecades.com. On today's show, remembering Bob Weir. Plus, the original R&B version of a song that spent months at number one by the McGuire sisters in the 1950s. Plus, live PG in Greece in 1987. The Traveling Indie Berries cool cover from 2006. And we'll hear from new crooner Steven Sanchez. It's Cruisin' the Decades, and we'll start back in 1918. this is a pretty famous song, even today, a relatively familiar song. You might recognize this one by singer Vernon Dalhart. Vernon Dalhart was one of America's earliest recording stars in the teens and 20s, recording for Edison Records. And he really became known as one of the early starting points for country music. But he actually began with opera aspirations, and it wasn't strictly country. There's a little bit of gospel style in what he did early on. He had a lengthy career. This is called Nobody Knows the Trouble I See. This is 1918. Off an old Edison wax cylinder recording on Cruisin' the Decades.
Oh, nobody knows the trouble.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world. From super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world, this is Cruisin' the Decades. 100 years of music.
I know a price in mind. a gal called Mandy Grimm. She sadly stated she was aggravated and she yelled these words to him. Aggravated couple, so try to time me. Aggravated couple, treat me kind of let me. Listen while I get you cold. Stop messing around with my jelly roll. If I cut you out with your high-brown baby, I'll smack you down and I don't mean maybe. Aggravated couple, I'll do anything you say. Just a 44 that don't repeat. So aggravating couple, don't try to time.
The very recognizable voice of singer Alberta Hunter on Cruisin' the Decades. That one is with Fletcher Henderson's dance band. That dates back to 1923, Aggravatin' Papa. On Cruisin' the Decades, Alberta Hunter grew up around music, born in Memphis and spending her teens and 20s in Chicago. And she had a lengthy career, more than 50 years, including a pretty great comeback later in life in the 1970s. Alberta Hunter and Fletcher Henderson's Dance Orchestra on Cruisin' the Decades, one song per decade, over 100 years of music. You can find our playlists and listen on demand at cruisinthedecades.com. I'm your host, Brad Savage, and now, chronologically, let's zip forward into the 1930s. We'll make a stop at 1932. With his roots in New Orleans and kind of a 30s blues artist with a lengthy, prolific career with OK Records and Bluebird Records and many other leading labels of the day, I give you this one from Lonnie Johnson. Enjoy the colorful lyrics of Go Back to Your No Good Man. Lonnie Johnson on Cruisin' the Decades.
Good jelly roll, the best I've ever found. It's true, you bake good jelly roll, it's the best I've ever found. But it's one thing you got to stop, mama, they're serving it all over town. Don't you think because I love maybe you can play me for chump to my face. Now you think because I love you, you can play me for chump right to my face. But I'm not as dumb as you think. Here's another woman to fill your place. Give me them clothes I bought you. Take my diamonds off your hands. Give me them clothes I bought you. Take my diamonds off your hands. Now you just like I found you. Go back to your handyman. Your bare feet was patterned of brown. I put shoes on your feet when your bare feet was patterned of brown. While I was out slaving for you, you was chasing every rat in town. Now, woman, I stuck with you when you didn't have a friend at all. By you when you didn't have a friend at all. So give me them shoes I bought you that week and let your head go bald.
Hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades. Broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Gather around me, everybody. Gather around me while I preach some. Feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm again. If you wanna hear my story, then settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark,
Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark.
What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accept. You ain't the positive event. Might hate the negative and latch on to the affirmative.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
To walk upon the scene.
You got to accentuate the positive.
is Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. That is Johnny Mercer and the Pied Pipers from 1944. I mean, just a giant in the music biz. And he won 4 Academy Awards for Best Original Song. And he was the co-founder of Capitol Records in 1942, working closely with Sinatra and Nat King Cole. History comes to life here on Cruisin' the Decades. Find all the playlists at cruisinthedecades.com. We go into the 1950s right now. I will start with a song that was number one for like 2 months in the mid to late 50s by the McGuire Sisters. Sincerely was an absolute sensation. And it's also a textbook example of the 1950s cover phenomenon, where R&B hits were often re-recorded by pop artists, white artists, and achieved greater commercial success. It helped introduce doo-wop songwriting to a wider audience, even if the originals didn't always get the equal results. Well, rock and roll DJ and the term rock and roll founder, Alan Freed, took a co-writing credit on this song, along with The Moon Glows, a vocal R&B early kind of doo-wop group from Cleveland, Ohio. We're going to play for you the original, The Moon Glows, in 1954, Sincerely, on Cruisin' the Decades.
Bottle, bottle, bottle.
studios of the Summit.fm in Akron, Ohio, USA. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
A tribute now to Bob Weir, co-founder of the Grateful Dead. We recently lost Bob Weir at age 78. Let's play this off the very first Grateful Dead album, 1967. This is Cruisin' the Decades.
Well, this job I got is a little too hard. Roll down the middle of it, need more pay. I'm gonna wake up in the morning, Lord, I'm gonna pack my bag. I'm gonna beat it on down the land. I'm going down the land.
We're remembering Bob Weir on Cruising the Decades, a double dose of Dead. That was Sugar Magnolia from 1970, American Beauty, and from the Dead self-titled first album from 67. We played Beat It On Down the Line. Bobby was 78 years old when cancer got the best of him recently. Think of the cultural significance and the body of work and the impact globally of the Dead and their ethos and their music and the memorabilia and ephemera and everything the Dead stood for, the touring culture. I mean, they all contributed to something much bigger than themselves. They will be remembered for decades and centuries to come. Remembering Bob Weir, we're going to play one now from the 1972 solo album Ace. And this is kind of like the Forgotten Dead studio album, because many of these songs went on to be Dead live standards. And in fact, the Grateful Dead back him up on this album. But it was the album Ace under the name Bob Weir. This is One More Saturday Night on Cruising the Decades.
hand-selected, hand-curated selection of the most interesting records ever recorded, one song per decade, for over 100 years of music. You're listening to Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition, with your host, Brad Savage, Cruisin' the Decades.
Try
That's Peter Gabriel live in Athens, Greece in 1987. Full band live on Sledgehammer. So by Peter Gabriel is one of the most iconic albums of the 1980s. Well, a few years ago, for its 25th anniversary, they released an expanded edition triple disc version featuring a full-length live band concert in Athens, Greece. That is where I found that live version. Peter Gabriel, Cruisin' the Decades, one song per decade and over 100 years of music and history appreciation. CruisinTheDecades.com. I'm your host, Brad Savage, coming to you from Akron, Ohio, USA, Rubber City, where they make all the tires, or at least they did. That's what our city was famous for. We broadcast on the Summit FM in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, and Athens, Ohio. And this show went over so well on the Summit that today we self-syndicate Cruisin' the Decades to over 60 stations worldwide. CruisinTheDecades.com. And now, chronologically, let's move forward to the 90s. This is a landmark 1997 release. This is Roni Size. From Bristol, England, Ryan Williams, a.k.a. Roni Size, broke onto the scene coming out of the gritty UK underground in kind of the Massive Attack and drum and bass rave experience of the 90s. In fact, this album, New Forms, won the prestigious Mercury Prize in the UK in 1997. This is Brown Paper Bag, Roni Size on Cruisin' the Decades.
Of brown paper, sounds that we bring are of a different nature. Rhythms get greater, and the rhythms they get greater. Yes, another rougher tough form for the chaser. New configuration, new riff, and new structure. Built on the frame that'll hold and won't puncture. Tight, we wrap it up, it's wrapped tightly. Step, 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 step
Yes, another rougher, tough war.
A global radio show that spotlights a love of all genres of music and sharing that eclectic music over the airwaves everywhere. This is Cruising the Decades with over 100 years of music on like-minded radio outlets everywhere. Stations that value music and community. There's something special about radio and signals over the air. One broadcast to an audience of many simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. This is Cruising the Decades, Global Edition.
Into 2006. That's Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins. Some call it the Traveling Indie Berries. It's a Traveling Wilburys cover of Handle With Care. And they enlisted top names. Benjamin Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie joins them. And M. Ward, producer and member of She and Him with Zoe.